Today, Ezra Hashem learned Daf Yud Tes and Masechta Zvachim. Some of the topics we're learning about include the machlekes regarding Yitr Begadim, Shalei B'makim Begadim, whether the Isser for a Kohen not to wear extra Begadim applies even in areas where Begadim are not usually worn, such as on a finger. And the machlekes regarding Tzilzul Katan, whether the Isser applies to a small ornamental belt that is less than 3x3, Shalish al Shalish finger breadths, and other questions regarding Mechutzah Begadim. The question of Tfilin Mao Sheichotzu, if the Kohen wears tefillin during the Avodah, is the tefillin a chatzitza which disqualifies the Avodah or is it not? And the Gemara concludes that this depends on whether it was the Shal Yad or the Shal Reish. The source for Shaloi Rachutzi Daim Raglaim Pasal, if a Kohen performed the Avodah without having washed his hands and feet from the Kir, the Avodah is disqualified. And the sources for Kohen Godlish Le Kiddush Bin Begid Le Begid V'Avod Avodasik Sheira. If on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol failed to perform the additional Kiddush Daim Raglayim that are required each time he changes his clothing, the Avodah remains kosher. The Machlekes in the procedure of Kiddush Daim Raglayim.